Ladies and gentlemen, the jug! So far away, didn't mean to treat her so bad. She was the best young gal I ever had. Say goodbye, like to make me cry. Go lay right down and die. Ain't got a nickel and I ain't got a lot to die. If she don't come back, I think I'll lose my mind. If she ever come back and stay, gonna be a brand new day. Walk with the baby down by the Frisco Bay. Hey, walk with the baby down by the Frisco Bay.
Oh, it's over. And that's the San Francisco Bay Blues by the Juggernauts. You ever wonder what we do when the microphones are off around here? You never know what might be happening. I've always got a kazoo somewhere not too far away. You also had a chance to hear Cowboy Roy Brown. And I wanted to mention, we've been featuring his music this morning. It's just been issued on a compilation on the Delmark label. Cowboy Roy Brown was born in Arkansas, April 20th, 1875, the son of a preacher. He and his sister learned to play guitar from their dad, and they came along with him when he played violin in church to accompany him in Butler County, Arkansas, a 36 by 26 mile plot on a bluff of the Black River. And it was there where they managed to make their home. Now, turning to Butler County, they lived in a community known as Morocco, which was a predominantly African-American community. And in his 20s, Roy Brown would visit and play. He was at the 1904 World's Fair and eventually made it to Milwaukee and Deadwood, South Dakota, and St. Louis, and was a street singer for his whole life. And some of these songs have just been terrific to listen to, and I hope you've been enjoying them as much as we have. Again, his name is Cowboy Roy Brown. Happy birthday today to Nicholas Bonencontro from Uncle Jim. Also today, Donna of Montview Place, Joseph, Bob from Kathy and Michael, and Myla and Dad Troy, both have an April 2nd birthday. And Mom Danielle and Brother Cresson wish you a happy birthday. Tomorrow it's Susan of Cranberry from Jim, Jennifer, and Ryan. Dallas Alley of Marshall Township from Sarah, Patrick, and Luke. We also have Rosie of Highland Park from your family, Stephanie of Penn Hills, and Jessica of Conway. April 4th, Juniper from Amy, Ava, Sullivan, and all of your family, also John and Baldwin. April 5th, we have Sophia from Amelia, Brian, and Maureen. We have Miriam of Brookline from Abdwala, Muhammad, and Almathana. Malaya of the Northside, Sarah of Irwin from your family, Carl of Shakora from Carl Sr., Patty and the Kukuro family, Noreen from Joan and Lisa, and Susan of Wilkinsburg from Cassie and Greg. On the 6th, we have Tom of Ford City, Alan of North Huntington, Yorma of Strabane from Mom, Dad, Nico, and Jake, Hillary of Upper St. Clair, Brandon Maxwell Markowitz. Happy birthday to you, Brandon. Gary of Avalon from Diane and Stephen. Jackson of Mercer from Sister Madeline and family, Meredith of Marshall Township from Mom and Dad and Sister Isabel, and Henry Gladwell Thomas from Jason and Sally. On the 7th, happy birthday to Bernie of Newcastle. Jim and Betsy of Monroeville have an anniversary. Kimberly of the North Hills from Jeff. Milo of the South Side from Isabel. Also from Mama and Papa, all celebrating today, along with Stephen of Springdale, from Laura and Hannah. On April 8th, we have Leah from Uncle Jim, Kara from Kathy and Rob, Harry from your family, Julian from Mom and Dad and Evan, Nellie, and then finally Eileen of McMurray from Mom and Dad and Sean and Callan.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Mike came on again. I have to quit this kazoo practicing while the music is playing. Make sure you include any birthday you would like. You can send them all in advance, and we'll announce them the Saturday of or before their occurrence. Include the birthday person's name, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a quasi-governmental employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, loudspeaker.fm, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
Chairs as WLS fills the air. Songs of faith, adventure, and romance. Chicago born dance. Gene Autry and his Western wear. Lou LaBelle and Scotty are quite a pair. Monroe Brothers form a square and spin the pretty girl. Montana steals the stage, yodeling for the world. They say the line winds and snakes down Wabash and back up base. Have to get your tickets in advance. Chicago Barn Dance. Everyone's at war again. prairie farmers are tuning in to keep our hearts from crying. We're taking this show on the road, evening papers told us so. All proceeds to the USO bring rubber and scrap iron.
Friends and neighbors gather round, let's get this old truck loaded down. We'll do our bit to help the best we can. Finally, our way is clear to see the music that we hear. Today's the day we're gonna get our chance.
Well, the place is packed and every seat, happy faces, patting the feet. The band drives a hillbilly beat, there's magic in their hands.
Special Consensus and Chicago Barn Dance. That's a fine album of theirs. Called Chicago Barn Dance. We're going to play Guess Who in a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade. April is National Poetry Month. And all April long, we are going to be featuring from our archives past readings of poems. We have features at 7 and 10 every Saturday morning throughout April. You also can mosey over to slbradio.org. and see some links to some past features. And as you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SLB Radio, you'll see those features as well. Here's hoping you'll celebrate along with us National Poetry Month.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Good morning to Holly and Julie, and also Claire and Sam. Playing along at Facebook this morning. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who. We have in mind, we have one person in mind. It could be a man, a woman, somebody real, somebody fictitious. Could be somebody who's still alive, somebody who is no longer alive, maybe from history, entertainment, music, literature. No matter who it is, we think you'll know this person. This week, the initials are as follows. R-S. R-S. That's R as in Rankin, and S as in Springdale. R.S. Now it's up to you to see if you can guess who we have in mind. Could be a man, a woman, again, it could be just about anybody. And as you work on trying to identify the R.S., I'll let you know how other people are guessing to help narrow it down a little bit. You can guess as many times as you would like. R.S. are the initials. And to place your guess, make a guess, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7575. 7234. You can also use instant input at slbradio.org/radio.
Listen to the bark of the dogwood tree. Go into the garden, take a little green pea. Just 1 month till the end of school. I'm an April fool. Willow in the backyard can't stop weeping. Seeds in the ground are soundly sleeping. Days are warm, but the nights are cool. I'm an April fool. I'm an April fool that I've got to save. From the end of March till the first of May, that's the place I'd love to stay. I'm an April fool. On the line all wild and blowing. Cross your fingers, there's no more snowing. Froze last night in the swimming pool. I'm an April fool. Gotta mow the grass for nearly half a year. At night spring peepers are all you hear. Old full moon like a shining jewel. I'm an April fool. And I've got to say, from the end of March till the first of May, that's the place I'd love to stay. I'm an April fool. Said this month is cruel. I'm an April fool. Gotta march to the beat of an April tune. We may be this way till June. Take a deep breath and I know that you'll be an April fool. I'm an April fool and I've got to say, from the end of March till the first of May, that's the place I'd love to stay. I'm an April fool.
That's John McCutcheon at the Saturday Light Brigade. I don't know if you saw last night, Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon traded places. They hosted each other's show, which is pretty magnificent. That was their April Fool's joke. I don't follow those shows. Poor Stephen Colbert didn't have a partner. But the two Jimmys switched. Jimmy Kimmel hosted The Tonight Show, and Jimmy Fallon hosted Jimmy Kimmel Live. And it looks like they had a lot of fun. Our guesses are coming in, and the initials are RS. And I'm going to try to go through as many as I can here. Kathy in Youngstown has a guess of Ringo Starr. Wow, there are so many guesses. Turkey City Arn guessed Randy Sherman, and I believe that is Randy of Randy and Polly in Emlinton. Nick in New York City has a guess of Robert Louis Stephenson. That's a great guess, and good morning to Susan. Annie sent us Matt's guess of Rod Stewart. Not Rod Stewart, a great guess. Turkey City Arn points out, by the way, that Randy is locally famous. Ridley Scott, guessed by Mike and Mars, and I'll bite. I don't know who Ridley Scott is. I shall look. Produced Blade Runner, Thelma and Louise, director, producer. Ridley Scott. Not him, but a good guess. Kathy in Youngstown, I mentioned, had a guess of Ringo Starr. Robert Sherman and Richard Sherman from Christopher and Monroeville, not them. R.L. Stine, author of Goosebumps, says Gerald in Indiana. Not correct, but a great guess. John and Addie in East Deer have the correct answer. They added Ringo Starr, Richard Simmons, Red Skelton, and Ray Stevens. First one I thought of was a former Pirates second baseman. Do you know who I'm thinking of? Some other guesses coming in. Rick Steves, Nick of New York City. Randolph Scott from Mike and Mars. Roger Sherman from Nick in New York City. Ryan Seacrest and Rachel Smith from Annie. Robert Stack from Angie in Mars. Ralph Stanley, that's a great guess, from Polly. And Randy says Ralph Steadman. Neither of those, but both good guesses. Yvonne has a guess of Robert Stack, Richard Simmons, and Randolph Scott. Richard Simmons also coming in as a guess from Angie and Mars. Robert Smalls, post-war U.S. senator, who freed himself and many others from enslavement by posing as the captain of a Confederate war boat, writes Gerald in Indiana. Not him, but a good guess. Let's see. Jim in Crafton Heights had a guess of Richard Simmons and Richard Starkey, a.k.a. Ringo Starr. Red Sonja guessed. So many guesses coming in. 412-200-5975. We only have a couple correct answers thus far. John and Carrick just guessed Robert Stack. Thank you, Craig and Macon, for your kind note. Jim and Blackridge just had a guess of Russell Stover. Candyman, hey, Candyman. Times Coral Hill has Roy Scheider. Don in Bethel Park knew the second baseman I was referring to, Rennie Stennett. So did Nick in New York City. That's not who the correct answer is, though. I hope I wasn't misleading by acting. That was sort of a game within a game. We got a little meta here this morning. Richard Starkey, also guessed by Nick in New York City. Mike and Mars, you got it with your latest guess. Dan and Clarion thought it might be Robert Stack. Travel writer Rick Steves from Gerald in Indiana. And Dan, you also have it correct just now. John and Carrick with Robert Stack. Annie with R.L. Stein. Richard Strauss from Angie and Mars, not Richard Strauss. Matt has a guess of Richard Scarry. That is a great guess. Ringo Starr, also guessed again by Gerald. And that gets us up to date, with the exception of these just coming in. Rod Steiger from Yvonne in Ohio. Dan and Mercer said Red Skelton, and mentioned he didn't hear him guessed. I don't think he was guessed. Red Skelton. Rennie Stennett, another guess. Sue in South Park. Hi, Sue. Rick Springfield, great guess. Randy and Polly have Rennie Stennett and Red Skelton. Bruce has Red Sullivan, the first Penguins coach in 1967. Ringo Starr, Ralph Stanley, Ronnie Spector, to which I will add Regina Spector. and Richard Simmons. Randy Savage from Matt in Eastern PA. Rufus Sewell from Jim in Crafton Heights. Rita Shaw from Annie. By the way, good morning to Grandma in Old Washington, Ohio. She passed along a game to Ricky, which I haven't had a chance to take a look at yet, but I will. And thank you for being with us, Grandma. We love having you here. This is quite a good game of Guess Who. Yvonne just got the correct answer. And my pal Bill. Oh, Bill Askin just guessed Rumpelstiltskin. I wish it were. Thank you, Bill. Rumpelstiltskin, I wish it were. Russellson, I wish it. That's a great guess. Thank you. And they keep coming in. Turkey City Arn had another Randy Savage. Aline, your first guess, and you got it. Well done. Oh, Red Sovine. Not Red Sovine, that from Randy and Polly. Gerald just guessed Rand, parenthetical, and Stimpy, not Ren and Stimpy. John and Carrick just got it. And Linda. Has some new ones here. Roger Staubach, the quarterback, Randy Stratton, Randy Street, Rod Steiger, and Randy Savage. She also knew Randy Stennett. And I'm glad I kept scrolling down in her email. Linda, you got it with your very last answer. Reveal the correct answer in near moments. Let me mention that Nick in New York City also guessed Russell Stover. Matt had a guess of Rob Schneider, and we had a lot of guesses early on. Let me, oh my goodness, if you could only see how many guesses come in as we play Guess Who. Tom and McCandless had it on his very first guess. And he also had Rod Steiger, Rod Stewart, Russell Sage, Robert Schumann, Richard Sears of Sears and Roebuck, Robert Louis Stevenson, Randy Scruggs, Richard Simmons, Ryan Shazier. Randolph Scott, Richard Serra, Russell Stover, Robert Shaw, and Ralph Stanley. This is the biggest hint you'll get. And it's way too much of a hint, but it tells you the correct answer, doesn't it? John and Addie knew Rod Serling.
Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sight. A dimension of sound.
So did Tom and Dan and Clarion, Tom and McCandless and Mike and Mars. Yvonne in White House, Ohio. Aline in Maine. John in Carrick. Ray Stevens, just guessed by Annie, as well as Richard Strauss. And Charlie just got Rod Serling as well. Talking about Meta, hearing the Manhattan Transfer do a disco song kind of puts them in the Twilight Zone, doesn't it? Linda also had the correct answer. And if you're not familiar with Rod Serling, you might enjoy getting to know him and the great work he's done, or he did do, as creator of the Twilight Zone. We will have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Coming up in about 10 minutes. And we mentioned Charlie too, running through our correct answers. Okay, I've reached my target heart rate. I'm going to stop with the disco now. This will be a little better. Congratulations if you came up with Rod Serling. It's tough for us to answer all of the text messages that come in as we play Guess Who, but rest assured, we read every single one. Did I mention Linda? She got the correct answer, too. Sue in South Park writes that Michael Flaherty is playing at Tartan Day today at 11 o'clock at Bethel Presbyterian Church, 2999 Bethel Church Road in Bethel Park. For the St. Andrew's Society of Pittsburgh, he'll be singing Irish and Scottish folk music. Michael, now well into his adult years, grew up listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and is a fine singer and musician. You can join him at 11 o'clock this morning. Thanks, Sue. Wow, if this is true, this is something I never knew. The Gremlin made its debut on April 1st, 1970. Dawn just sent me an ad. Today is April 1st, 1970, the day we introduce the 1970 Gremlin from American Motors. Break out the hats and horns. Gremlin is the car this country has needed for 18 years. It's a car, I wonder why they picked 18. It's a car that's fun to drive and ride in and easy to look at. It's only 2.5 inches longer than the Bug, but almost 10 inches wider and 800 pounds heavier. That's a feature. 1800, and I'll post this on Facebook, $1,879. I do, there was a time when heavier always meant better, and they're boasting that the car is heavier. And 28 miles to the gallon. And I think they're saying we've needed this for 18 years is a direct cut at the VW Bug. Although I didn't think it was introduced that early in the U.S., but the ad goes on to kind of poke fun at Volkswagen's Beetle. Thank you for sending that, Don. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. There it is. If you knew, we were looking for Rod Serling, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Sing so sweetly and seem to say, awake you drowsy sleepers. Come with us, feel the air, the singing is everywhere, there's nobody listening. Come with us, feel the air, we'll alter the thoughts you wear and set the night listening. Children grow up to be singers quite lightly.
There's new grass revival. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, we have a scrambled word puzzle coming up to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And this one's tricky. I had to check it a couple times to make sure I have it correct. Here are the letters. There are 10 letters altogether. Let me give you a second in case you want to grab a pencil and write them down. 10 letters altogether. And a scrambled word puzzle coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Actually, 11 letters altogether. And they are S-O-I-R-E-E. Now, maybe I was right with 10. I think I was. S-T-I-R. It is 10 letters. That spells Soiree Stir. S-O-I-R-E-E. S-T-I-R. Ricky just gave me the most quizzical look because I didn't tell her the answer, but I shall. You should be able to rearrange those 10 letters, 10, into one and only one dictionary word. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. I'll give you some hints if need be, but we'll leave it out for a little bit. S-O-I-R-E-E, soiree, followed by the word stir. 412-200-5975. I've just armed Ricky with the answer. I wrote it on her arm. No, she's got the answer now. Let's sneak in another song by Cowboy Roy Brown, who we've been featuring this morning from a new compilation of his music called Street Singer.
Come sit by my side, little darling. Come lay a little sweet, cool hand on my brow. promise me that you will never or be nobody's darling but mine. Yeah, be nobody's darling but my love. Be honest, be faithful, and be kind. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. You're as sweet as the flower in springtime. You just feel that a dew from the road. Yeah, I'd rather be somebody's darling than old poor boy nobody ever knows. My mother, she dead in heaven. My daddy has gone there, I know. Well, sister has gone to meet mother. And where I go, nobody knows. Goodbye, goodbye, my little darling. I'm leaving this old world behind. Then promise me that you will never be nobody, darling, but mine. Well,
the Saturday Light Brigade, that's Cowboy Roy Brown this morning, and that's been just a great album to hear. We'll give you a clue to our scrambled word puzzle in a little bit. Dry Branch Fire Squad. I might need to give you a hint. This is a tough one. Oh, there's answers. I'm kind of amazed. Looking here, Gerald, we were looking for Rod Serling. Rod Serling, the answer to Guess Who? And I'm impressed. I think Susan and Shaler. She did. Susan and Shaler came up with the word that we were looking for. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Grandma in Ohio, I did get a look at the puzzle you sent. And I'm going to pass that along in just a few moments because it's a great puzzle. It's a brigade charade style puzzle. Were you able to come up with soiree stir? That's almost a clue. S-O-I. R-E-E-S-T-I-R. Quick hint, the word begins with R. It ends in E. And those two S's are smack dab in the middle. Soiree stir. Not a hint, but the answer begins with R, ends in E. And the two S's are perfectly centered. Matt just got the correct answer. Well done, Matt. Well, did you come up with it? The word we were looking for? Rotisserie. Rotisserie. Two E's, two R's, two S's. My goodness. There's a lot going on there, but soiree, stir, works out to be rotisserie. And Matt and Susan, congratulations for coming up with the correct answer. Mick in St. Clair got it too. Good morning, Mick. Now, let's give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with the puzzle that was sent to us, actually phoned in to us by Grandma in Old Washington, Ohio. Now, the clue is indulge. Indulge. It's a four-syllable word meaning to indulge. Now, the first two syllables are a woman's name, a common woman's name. The third syllable is a type of fish. And the last syllable, the fourth syllable, the clue is not sharp. And Grandma would like to know if you can come up with the word. And it's a wonderful word. Great puzzle. 412-200-5975. Again, the first two syllables are a woman's first name, a woman's first name. It's also the nickname for an element. The third syllable is a type of fish. And then the last syllable is not sharp. Four syllables altogether. Good luck. 412-200-5975. I hope you'll see if you can come up with the correct answer. And if not, Grandma will have stumped you. 412-200-5975. Good luck.
My own bee, a better I pop. But now I'm back in time and it's just fine, so let's romp. What a drag to feel so under attack. Throw out your rotten berries, examine all your cherries to find which one it is that brings you peace of mind. When things are looking lewd and you're so deep into a mood that you can't distinguish which side is up, lay down defensive arms, you know it can't do any harm. Sometimes it's better to jive. My own beat, I'm just attending to my own feet. I just saw rotten weather, I wasn't doing much better, I pop. But now I'm back in time and it's just fine, so let's romp. Let's romp, oh let's romp, oh let's romp. But now I'm back in time and it's just fine.
Roll on clouds in the morning. Roll on clouds in the morning, roll on clouds in the morning, let the sun shine down on me. Roll on clouds in the morning, roll on clouds in the morning, roll on clouds in the morning, let the sun shine down on me.
Roll on in the morning, roll on.
Shine down on me.
Roll on clouds in the morning, let the sun shine down on me.
Cam and Reggie Harris at the Saturday Light Brigade Let the Sunshine Down on Me. From Dear Gene, artists celebrate Gene Ritchie. Lorraine and Bennett Hammond, Magpie, Dale Ann Bradley, Allison Brown, Pete Seeger, Kathy Mattea, and more on that album with songs of Gene Ritchie. And Lambert and Nuttycombe did My Own Beat. Kevin is listening in Irwin. Good morning, Kevin. He knew the word that we were looking for. So, Grandma, you gave Kevin an entertaining puzzle, and us too. The word? Mollycoddle. Mollycoddle. And that was a great puzzle, Grandma. So, Mollycoddle. Woman's first name, syllables one and two, is Molly. Type of fish, cod. And not sharp is dull. Molly, cod, dull. Mollycoddle. And that's one of those words that's fun to say and fun to use. Gosh, if your last name was Coddle and somebody named you Molly, that would kind of be an interesting thing to think through. It's probably not going to happen, though. I do know a friend. I don't know these people specifically, but their last name was Cups. And indeed, there was a Dixie and a Stanley in their family. And here at the Children's Museum, which is just about ready to open, where our studios are located, we've met some families where all the kids have names that begin with the same first letter, and things like that. It's kind of fun. Well, coming up, we have a feature for National Poetry Month, and then we are going to talk with some writers from the Scholastic Writing Awards program. You don't want to miss what's coming up. Also in our next hour, we have a 12-year-old classical guitar player. And just to help bring the average up in our last hour today, Frank Maynard will be here. He is in his early 90s. And Lisa Seal made us aware of him. And we're thrilled that we're able to have him here with us this morning. He is a professional singer. He's also written some songs, and he'll join us in our 11 o'clock hour, an hour from now. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV Comcast 21 Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, loudspeaker.fm Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio. Now, a feature for National Poetry Month.
My name's Henry, I'm 12, and I go to Kappa, and this is my poem, The Words in the Wind. The soft-spoken wind, not whispering, but silently muttering in my ear. His little voice wanders through the air and spills into the people's ears. All the words like little kids running and jumping. The syllables, their parents, calling for them, binding them together. The words softly spoken in the wind only for those to hear.
My name's Amaya, and I go to SciTech. My poem is something I thought about on the top of my head. So I'll start then. You wake up, it is dark. You wonder why you're in the park. You have a flashback with lights flashing green. You close your eyes, and when you open them, there's nothing to be seen. Everything is pitch black. You feel something touching your back. You scream. No one hears you. Suddenly, you see a deer. But you think something is not right here. You look again. Nothing is clear. A sharp pain you feel maybe in your ear. You see a fire burn bright. It lights up the night. But suddenly, it is gone. You hear a bang, and you know something is wrong. You drop to the floor, not alive anymore.
Hello, my name is Eric, and my poem's called My Love. I seen her, wondering, do she see me? Feeling invisible to her eyes, trying not to be weird, feeling like I was never there. I walked over to her and said, will you be my love?
Hi, my name is Aja. I'm 12 years old and I go to Manchester School. Today I'm going to read a poem to y'all. Roses are red, violets are blue. When I see you, you give me the blues. The sky is blue, the clouds are gray. And when it starts to rain, I stay in all day.
My name is Tristan. I'm 14 and I go to Alderdice High School. This is a poem called Break the Silence about 21 Pilots. As the red eye closes and the yellow eye opens, as the vultures pose in silence, confetti falls through the walls that have kept him for far too long. He must escape to save his faith.
You can hear National Poetry Month features every week during April, 7 o'clock and 10 o'clock. And also go to slbradio.org for links to past poetry features broadcast on the radio here. And look at our Facebook and Instagram pages if you care to, where we'll be publishing features to celebrate National Poetry Month. In fact, we have a memoir, a poem, and some additional prose coming up in our next segment when we welcome three talented writers. So stick around for that, please.
We'll take the tin Lizzie and we'll head on down the road. We'll take the tin.